because I actually wanted to today go over a very chilling hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the hadith of Thawban mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud. And in this hadith, we hear about a time to come. But the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam phrased this hadith is that he said, a time will soon come, meaning it is upon you, meaning it is close. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a time is upon you when the nations of the world will gather around you and they will attack you and they will invite one another to attack and harm you, just as someone who would sit down to eat at a plate of food and they would invite others to come join in them in this feast. And the companions, radiallahu anhum, they were shocked to hear this, that a time like this would come. And so they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Is it because we are so few in that time, that we are so few in number? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ. No, on that day, in that time, in that moment, there's going to be many of you. But you will be, and now he mentions the state of the ummah. He says, you will be like the filth that floats on top of water. Meaning there's no value to you. You float about. There's nothing there to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your fear from the hearts of your enemies. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهْنِ. And he will put into your hearts al-wahn. And you know, it's very interesting because the word al-wahn or wahn literally means like fatigue. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking about childbirth, says wahn ala wahn. It's fatigue and being tired and worn out. And so the companions are asking this wahn, this fatigue, what is that? They said, wa mal wahn ya Rasulullah. Like, what is this wahan that would cause us to be in this despicable state? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this wahan is hubb ad-dunya wa karahiyat al-maut. He said, this wahan is this love and this desire and this infatuation for this worldly life and a hatred for death. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this, and this is shocking for the companions, because the state that the companions were in at that moment was the opposite of this hadith. Meaning they were not infatuated with the dunya. Their end all and be all of their existence was not worldly life and worldly gains and worldly benefits and worldly comforts. Their end all and be all was not every desire that we have needs to be fulfilled in this life. They yearned for the akhirah. They yearned for the afterlife. They knew that this life is temporary, that this life is fleeting. This life is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is a life in which we earn the akhirah. It is because of that state of mind, that state of being, that spiritual state that they found this hadith to be shocking. That a time will come when the ummah will no longer yearn for the akhirah. They will be infatuated with this dunya. And one of the things that will happen at that time is that we will lose strength. We will lose might. We will lose honor.